From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, a conversation with the American Army captain in Baghdad that Day to Day's been checking in with. Nate Rawlings is home on leave for a few days. He tells us how things are looking back in Iraq.
The number of sniper incidents, number of roadside bombs, just the level of sectarian violence has dropped significantly.
First, big news sometimes goes almost unnoticed. So, here, the surge is over. When President Bush announced the jump in U.S. troops in Iraq to turn around security there, he also set a deadline for the extra army brigades to come home. That day is tomorrow, and the deadline is being met. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman reports on the numbers and a continuing debate about what the surge has meant.
The buses rolled into Fort Stewart, Georgia over the past several weeks, carrying hundreds of soldiers from the 2nd Brigade of the 3rd Infantry Division. These troops are the last of the surge brigades. They patrolled Arab Jabor, a wide swath of farmland and villages that stretches south of Baghdad, a nest for al-Qaeda in Iraq. Now the area is largely at peace. More U.S. assistance is flowing in. Fertilizer, seeds for farmers, civilian contractors are starting to rebuild. The same is true throughout much of Iraq. The Pentagon reports that attacks and roadside bombs are down as much as 80%. So far this month, 11 Americans lost their lives. That's the lowest monthly toll since the war began in March 2003. There are still pockets of violence. Diyala province just north of Baghdad, and farther north, the volatile city of Kirkuk, site of a number of suicide bombings linked to al-Qaeda in Iraq. But the overall trends are encouraging to the nation's top military officer, Admiral Mike Mullen, who recently returned from Iraq and hinted that even more troops could come home in the coming months.
I won't go so far as to say that progress in Iraq from a military perspective has reached a tipping point or it is irreversible. It has not, and it is not. But security is unquestionably and remarkably better. Indeed, if these trends continue, I expect to be able early in the fall to recommend to the Secretary and to the President further troop reductions.
The senior American commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, wasn't willing to go that far. He's expected to decide sometime this summer whether more troops can come home. Here's Petraeus on ABC News.
Well, we have what we call a continuous assessment ongoing, but sometime in the August-September time frame, would hope to be able to make some additional recommendations. But the driver, rightly, I think, should be the situation on the ground and the conditions on the ground.
Advocates of the surge say those conditions have greatly improved, and it's because of those extra American troops. Not everyone is convinced. Some military analysts point to other factors they say are far more important. One is the nearly year-long ceasefire imposed by anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. His Mehdi army fought both U.S. and Iraqi forces in a number of bloody battles. Then there's the Sons of Iraq program. That's a name given to former Sunni insurgents, 100,000 strong, who are now being paid by the Americans, $300 each month to man checkpoints and keep the peace. But Sadr's ceasefire is now wobbly. He's in a bitter political power play with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. And many Sons of Iraq are angry they're not being absorbed into the Iraqi security forces. They are also becoming something of a political power themselves. So many at the Pentagon and in Iraq are wondering whether security gains will continue now that the surge has come to an end. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.